So, y'all, you know, I took a sabbatical from this podcast because I've just been trying to do some self-work, right? And I've been having some personal shit that's happening, right? And so this is a very, 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 very unique episode in the sense that I don't know when the next one is coming after it. And y'all gonna have to forgive me because I might start tearing up. I'm a very emotional person in general. And so that doesn't necessarily change in any sense or any realm. But I'm starting to learn that a lot of us are broken, right? And so a lot of us are carrying around baggage and resentment and hatred for people that either are no longer in our lives or are no longer on this earth. And what we do is we project those feelings and those emotions to other people. And we bring them into relationships and into our parenting methods and into how we look at the world, right? And so in a moment of complete vulnerability, I'm one of those people. I mean, it's easy to assume that my self-confidence is this ridiculous feat, right? It's easy to assume that I have this exuberant amount of self-confidence and self-worth based on kind of how I've been treating myself recently. But in reality, for the most part, y'all, I don't like who I am. I don't like what that looks like. I don't like how I perceive the world and what it comes off as. And what it becomes is it becomes like this aggravation towards the people who are around me, because I expect and almost require them to, number one, take me at face value with everything that I come with, but then also, in a sense, to fix the mistakes that they didn't make. And so being in a relationship, as long as I have been, I've projected these feelings onto my spouse. I've projected these feelings onto my friends and to my family, that it's their job, in a sense, to fix me, right? And when they don't do it to some standard or some expectation that I have, then I feel slighted. I feel that it's my wife's job to teach me that I have value. It's my wife's job to tell me why I should love myself. Not realizing that a lot of this stems from my childhood, right? This is trauma that I've carried now for 25, 30 years, right? Like this feeling and this desire to be overly loved, because the people who should have, in my opinion, loved me didn't. And so as I'm navigating this earth, and as I'm a parent, as I'm a spouse, as I'm a friend, I can no longer live in this realm of denial. I can no longer just put on my big boy pants and tuck that shit in. I can no longer, like, emotionally stand to continue the way that I'm going, y'all. Like, My traumas and my experiences and my issues are starting to boil over into the way that I parent and the relationship that I'm in. My inability to see value in myself has now turned into a need to be needed, right? And like, that isn't necessarily a bad thing for some folks, but for me, it's toxic. It's unbalanced. It's imbalanced, I guess is the word, however you want to word that shit. And we as caregivers, we as adults, we as parents, we need to work on ourselves. I'm making it a priority for me to do inner child work. I'm making it a priority for me to do trauma therapy. I'm making it a priority for me to work on these things. I bear a lot of hatred. I bear a lot of ill will. I build a lot of resentment and a lot of pettiness when those things should have just been replaced with forgiveness, right? And so I'm working right now on forgiving those people for the things that I feel like they did against me. And in doing so, I'm slowly but surely starting to feel better. I'm starting to slowly but surely become a better version of myself. And it's scary almost, right? My therapist told me that I made it this far in my life based on hatred. But in order for me to get to the next stop, I'm going to have to be able to depend on love. And there's a long list of people that I hate. And it's not a fake hate. It's a genuine hate. And I had a realization today that I have to forgive those people. Is that going to be easy? Probably not. But I will start that step today. I'll start that step today to work on my mommy issues. I'll start that step today to work on my father issues. Unfortunately, he's not on this earth anymore, so I can't mend that. I can't build that. I can't build off of that. All I can do is do my damnedest and hope that he hears me from the other side in whichever realm or whatever space that he's in. But it's important that I do this because it's important that we don't pass this shit along to our kids. It's part of the reason why I think it's so imperative that my kids see me cry from time to time. It's imperative that I tell them I'm sorry. It's imperative that I check with my spouse to see if I handled this correctly or if I handled it incorrectly, because a lot of this shit is trauma response, right? I was always told that I was a crybaby and that I shouldn't cry. And so I grew up in this realm of boys don't cry, boys aren't emotional, boys don't need love, boys don't, you know, require this. And in that same sense, now I'm learning that I'm passing that on to my children. When they cry, I'm like, yo, shut up. Stop crying. Be quiet. And these are not natural or good responses to children who have emotional issues going on. In addition, I'm starting to see my insecurities. I'm starting to see my self-worthlessness start to be passed on to my children. And even if I wasn't doing this for myself, I need to do this for them. We, as a group, we as a people, specifically as Black folks, we need to do this work. We need to have these conversations. We need to be able to be vulnerable outside of that one or two people that we're vulnerable with. Because when we depend on, I won't say depend, but when we lean on these people too hard, we bend them. And sometimes you bend these people in ways that they can't be unbent from. We a lot of the times do not understand the impact that our needs have on the people that are around us, right? And again, these needs aren't things that they broke. I just posted it on Facebook. We have to stop requiring people to fix problems they didn't break. Because meanwhile, while I'm expecting my wife to help teach me that I have value stemming from my lifelong issues and relationships and things like that in the past, where I felt that these people didn't instill any value in me or any worth in me. When I'm expecting her to do that and I get upset that she doesn't do that, or I have some type of feeling that I'm not getting that from her, it's not fair because the person who did it is out here not thinking about it. And that's not meant to be some type of aggravating response or, yo, fuck them, I'm going to start being upset only with them on it. But I can no longer expect those people around me to give me something that they never took from me, right? I have a close-knit group of friends, man, and family. And so this is an official apology to them. I apologize to Selenica Bartholomew Ship. She's been a rock in my corner for a very long time. And yeah, I think she does some fugazi shit. And yeah, we don't necessarily see eye to eye. But she has helped fill in some gaps and helped be there constantly, fixing and trying to mend and hold together pieces that she didn't break. She's been an external stitch for an internal wound, right? Like, you guys know that I'm into Lord of the Rings and all these shits. And so I was basically cut with a mystical weapon that pierced so deep that it only takes a certain form of magic and mystical energy to fix me. And in the interim, while I've been hurting and this pain is and the scar has become infected, I have just been putting a band-aid on it. And what's worse is it's not even my band-aid I'm putting on there. It's people like her band-aid. And so I owe her that apology. I owe my wife an apology for constantly putting a burden on her in the sense of, these are my problems. If you want me, you need to fix them. You need to help me work on them. And that's not true, and nor is it realistic. And all it does is take away time that she has to heal from her own wounds, right? I apologize to my boy Jay. He's always been in my corner, and there's people who will agree or disagree on that. But as of recent, and kind of since forever, he's been taking on my burden. He's been sitting here and trying to help me navigate as a 30-year-old man shit that I should have navigated when I was a 10-year-old kid, when I was a 15-year-old kid, when I was a 20-year-old kid, like this whole time. And so these are people who are spending their time, they're spending their energy trying to fix a broken me, and I have to do it. I have to use that energy myself to get to a point to where I am enough for me. I write it on my walls, I constantly tell myself, but until I can forgive the people that I feel did this to me, I can never truly believe it, because that doubt is going to be there, because it's attached to this hatred. I can never get rid of the doubt until I get rid of the hatred. And so all of this is to not get into a crying fest or an emotional support group, but it's to tell you guys out there that you need to do the work. You need to see a therapist if you need to. You need to read books. You need to Google. You need to work on your inner child, because it didn't disappear. These problems that you tucked away, they didn't go away. They just come out in different ways, and they come out on different people, and that's not fair to them. So if there's anyone out there that I have hurt and harmed intentionally or unintentionally, I apologize. And if you feel like you need to get that off your shoulders and you need to have that conversation with me and whatever that looks like, shoot me a message. Shoot me a call. My phone number is 612-300-2131. Shoot me a text. Shoot me a call. Because at the end of the day, I don't want to be the reason why none of us are able to move on through this. And I know I've harmed people. I know I've hurt people. I know I've done things to previous lovers and previous friends and previous family that have caused them to feel the way that I do. And I'm not necessarily asking for their forgiveness in a sense of I need that for myself, but I'm asking them to find a way to mend that wound that I caused, because it's doing more pain to them than it's currently worth. And so I appreciate everyone for listening to me. I needed to get this off my shoulder. I'm taking those daily steps to work on self and to attack those insecurities and those problems that I have from inner childhood. So I appreciate you guys today. I'm not necessarily sure what this situation looks like with episodes going forward, just because, as you can tell, I'm super emotional. I got a lot on my plate, and I hope that they come sooner than later. I hope that I can get through what I need to get through, and my therapist can help me go through this process. But it's important that we're here for each other and that we do the proper steps. So I appreciate you guys listening today.